Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is. It's your boy, FIFO 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And today, we are doing El Camino, Real Bad Man, and Black Soprano Family, The Game is the Game. That's a lot of motherfuckers, man. It's a lot of motherfuckers. We're starting off with the grading system, with the features, Ken. There's a lot of niggas. We got Benny. We got King Ralph. We got Boldy. We got Rick Hyde. We got Player K. How do you feel about the features on this project?
King Ralph was that guy I was telling you about that Knife Wonder did a project with.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's the guy. That's the guy. I remember him. I like the features. I thought they fit in well with what was going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm at a B.
Yeah, I feel C plus B minus. I'm at a C plus B minus. You know what? No, I'll reserve that for another category. I'm at a solid B with the features on this one. What would you say about the production?
Ooh. Hey, he got some bangers on here. I said, hey, he got some bangers on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Real Bad Man is nice with it. I'm at a B plus. I could go A, but I'm at a B plus.
I'm at a C plus.
Ooh.
I'm at a C plus. Not trash at all, Kent, but it was just like there was only one beat that made me like really perk up. And that was the one with Benny, Champagne Pisses. Everything else was just like, okay. Typical. Okay.
Oh man, that Fashion Week where that shit came in. Woo. And then what he did with Chess Wrestlers. Oh, that little scent sound or whatever that was. Oh, man, that way that shit came in just almost sound like some Wu-Tang shit, bro.
Yeah, I get some Wu-Tang shit with it.
But yeah, I feel you though.
Yeah, I'm at a C plus. The rapping. Where you at, Ken, on the rapping?
I'm at a B.
I'm a solid B. Yep. I'm a solid B too. I could go B minus, but I'm at a solid B. The overall, I would say for me, is like B minus. It's B minus for me.
I'm at a solid B overall. Okay. Yep.
It, you know, Ken, like this wasn't a bad project. It's barely recommendable for me. Because it didn't give me the feeling. Like I'm listening to it and it's like I see Black Soprano Family. I see El Camino. I fuck with El Camino. And it's just like it didn't move me. Like the only time that I really felt moved like that was Champagne Pisses. And it wasn't even Benny. Like Benny's a reason of it. But it's like as soon as that beat comes on, it's like it feels completely different than everything else on here. It's louder, it's brighter, it's more in your face, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh shit, what the fuck it is? And then, you know, that nigga Benny, like that. I know y'all niggas ain't like his album, and me and Mike still gotta review it, but I like the direction Benny's going. That's all I'm gonna say. But I like him on the Champagne Pisses. And overall, this is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this is the wheelhouse that they've created, and they're like hamsters in a wheel. They're just, how fast can they go? How much more can they turn out? You know?
Yeah, it was interesting that Black Soprano Family is listed as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, is he a part of them now or something?
Who?
El Camino?
I think so. I know Rick Hyde is. I know Rick Hyde is definitely
Black. Because there's not a lot of Black Soprano.
Nah. And yeah. I thought it was interesting because I know Rick Hyde is part of Black Soprano. So why is he featured when he's. So I don't know. You know.
Yeah, I was definitely trying to figure that part out. So yeah, if somebody knows, just hit me up and let me know. But it's a good hip hop album.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like. It's like you get to the next week and something dropped and new. You're like, oh shit, new El Camino. You listen to it. It's like, good. I get my feeling for the week, my feeling of music, new music for the week that I can go on to. And I think it has replay value for me. You know, it was good hearing Boldy on there. I think the song with Benny is good. You know, I talked about the second track as well. The song with King Ralph, who is my, I just saw him with Night Wonder. So I'm really interested in listening to him. I thought he was fine. So I think it's definitely, when you think of a meal, it's a good side dish that that you yes. can get filling from.
Or an appetizer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it could 100%. Be that too. Yeah. Yeah.
I give you that. I think that that is the perfect analogy for this particular project. It's not the entree at all. It is definitely dessert. It is an appetizer. It's something. It's a Caesar salad, my nigga. It's a side Caesar. But nah,
that's what it is. Benny the Butcher signed him to Black Soprano Family.
Who? Introduction.
Because yeah. I think they got another album, another project out that let's do Here We Go or something like that. Mm. Now this makes sense. And this was 2 years ago, so
okay.
I completely missed that. So now I get the Black Soprano whole thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I get it. Yeah, that now that makes sense. 10 songs, 28 minutes, Ken. Obviously the sweet spot. Definitely this is like a side dish. That tastes good. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's on the side because you know I don't even want none of that. Nah, you scraping the bowl. Mm-hmm. Hey, and that is a pun. For all y'all niggas, that is a pun. That is a pun. If you know what the fuck I'm talking about, scrape the bowl, nigga. But yeah, nah, like I'm cool on it. I'm cool. That's why I had to give it a B minus. You know what I'm saying? The B minus is cause that's what. That's what depicts the side. Mm. You know, it's on the side. It's cool. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I ain't got much more to say. Like it's some good rapping on here. It's
yeah.
A lot of nice rapping niggas. I love Bodie, love Benny. King Ralph is a new nigga for me. You know, say Rick Hyde is definitely one of them guys. So I'm cool with it. I it's recommendable. I would recommend this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing else for it, Ken.
Nah, it works for me. Yeah, like I said, I listened to this and the other one, which I thought was good too. So yeah, nah, it works. Keep doing your thing. I think he fits well with Black Soprano Family.
Yep.
So,
well, you guys already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We'll catch you tomorrow. I was gonna say next week, but shit, nigga, we'll see you tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.